to me, 2019 is very interesting because in terms of growing condition, it's actually very similar to 2016. And what a comparison, because 2019 is, to my mind, one of the best vintage I've produced in the last 50 years, at least. It's a combination of finesse, elegance, freshness, power. It's just wonderful. And the growing conditions were very similar. Similar rain at similar times. So a bit of a challenge on the spring because this humidity, you know, is never very easy to deal with. But the flowering happened very well, and that's really a good criteria. And then lots of people mentioned very high peaks of temperature. But these high temperatures happened actually at the right time because they happened late June, early July, and this did not affect the style of the wine at all. These peaks of temperatures just applied a bit more stress on the vineyards that made them concentrate into the raisin. The raisin means the change of the colouring of the grape. So the vine stops concentrating on growing and starts concentrating on the grape. So that's very positive. So the change of colour, really the kick of maturity started there in a homogeneous way. So that's extremely positive. But then the change from the 2016 vintage started to appear about mid-August, where we were really starting to lack of rain, as when 2016 rain was really regular and just at the right time to help maturity push. We started to get a bit of hydric stress, so the sugars went very high, the acidity was moderate, and a couple of weeks before picking, we had already extremely high sugars, which means potentially very high alcohol as well. Acidity was okay, but really the skin maturity was not ready yet, so we still had to wait. So we started picking our Merlot around the 22nd of September, but at that time rain started to fall. And while we are not extremely usually happy with rain during harvest, this rain was absolutely superb because this rain helped to push the last maturity, the last skin maturity, but also it diluted these sugars. By diluting these sugars, it lowered the potential alcohol and it also hired the acidity. So from a wine that could have made wine very powerful, very alcoholic, this rain turned it into something actually a lot more balanced, and the skins were ripe, so there was no more ripening to hope for from the skins, but it really made the alcohol a lot more moderate, so these rains were wonderful. So really I think for this 2019 vintage there will be wine made before the rain and wine made after the rain, and it will influence a lot the overall alcohol of the wine, but also the freshness you have in your palate. So in 2019, our vintage is composed of 67 Cabernet Sauvignon, 26% Merlot, and 7% Cabernet Franc. I would say that for our wine, Château Longobarton, this is a very classic blend, and it reflects very well what's planted overall on the vineyard. We try to plant the grape variety adapted on the soil it's on. We don't plant what we like, we just plant what works best on the soil, and thanks to that we'll get the best grapes. That's our interpretation, and I think Château Longobarton this year really shows exactly what the terroir of Saint-Julien is in its most delicate way. The work we do on the vineyard is sustainable. We are not 100% organic. We do have some plots that are organic, but really the way we look at it is to ensure the sustainability of the plots and of the people. So we make the best decision for the environment, and I'm afraid that organic and not always the best decision at certain periods of the year. So we look at long-term practices instead of very short-term and easy ones. The winemaking is done in large oak old vessels. They are 200 hectolitres, and we love them because the temperature of fermentation is very regular, and it's not affected by the outside heat or cold, so the yeast are very happy in fermenting slowly. After this, we blend very early our wines, so it matures 18 months in our barrel already blended. So any wine that has been tasted en primeur, and we have done this forever, is the final blend. The wine really doesn't change. And our vision is that the wine ages better blended than separately and then blended before the bottle. So 18 months later, we'll bottle this, and you will receive your 2019 in a couple of years, which I hope, like me, you'll be excited about. And we'll hope to see you soon at the property, if not in London or any other market.